producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jane, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have been trying to call you forever, just respect you so much. And excuse me, trying to do my square breathing. A little nervous.
That's all right. What's on your mind?
Really a crucial question to me and my daughter and her future, I believe. She's six. And my question is, I'll start out with that, how to talk to her about her father, who is, for all intents and purposes, estranged. He lives in another country. She does speak to him on the telephone very infrequently. The story behind it is that I had an affair with him when I lived in this other country. And he was married. I got pregnant. She was born there in this other country, and I left when she was one. We talk occasionally. His family does not know about her, and that's another just sort of source of confusion for me as to, not necessarily at the age of six to explain this to her, but I feel that someday she's going to be very angry about the fact that she's not known.
Well, you have to be careful about that, Jane. You had an affair with a married man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So that... That's, I mean, I hear, but it's really not your decision to make.
Right, It's why I left. I didn't want to, I wanted to take her and just be with her and raise her up on my own. And not
what specifically, I mean, so she knows who her father is.
She does.
He has some contact with her.
Yes.
So what's the, I don't know what estranged would mean in this particular context.
Well, I mean, just... I mean, she asks about him, and why can't we just go see Daddy, and why can't we, you know?
Don't you
think there's going to come a day where she's going to say, like, what's
Jane, I think this is a lot about you and not very much about your daughter.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I think you have to separate those two out because it's too much to put on a six-year-old's shoulders.
All right.
I think what you need to, I mean, had she ever met her father? Well, I guess she did in the first year.
She did when she was, we went back to see him when she was two.
Listen, I think, first of all, you need to get some clarity from him about whether he has any intent of, does he support her financially in any way?
No.
Do you want child support from him?
Let me ask
another question. What do you want from him, you personally, as a woman?
For me?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't really know. I don't think anything.
Well, I think you have to be very certain about that because you can't use the kid as the poker chip.
Oh, I, you know what? I know what you're saying, I think. And there were years after I left that I felt really, you know, poor me. I don't feel that way, and I definitely feel like I've moved on.
Well, it's all right. It would seem to me the deal that I would make with your daughter is that your mommy and daddy... Mommy and Daddy really liked each other.
Okay.
And Mommy did something that wasn't very smart.
Okay.
Got involved with somebody who loved somebody else. And sometimes, you know, you have more than one friend. You have friends that you really like, and if they both ask you to a party, you don't know exactly what to do. And adults do dumb things just like kids do dumb things.
Okay.
So Mommy did something that she knew that this man was already in love with somebody else, already had a family, and we did something that wasn't very smart, and I got pregnant. But what I decided is that I couldn't have him, but I really wanted to have you.
Okay.
And so this isn't about your daddy loving you or not loving you, because he really doesn't know you. This is about me really wanting a baby and really wanting you. And at some point when you're older, you can go and meet your daddy, or maybe your daddy will come and meet you. But it's not that your daddy doesn't love you, but your daddy was already involved with another family. And I knew that. Mommy knew that and still did something that was not very smart. What I do it again? Well, I love having you, so maybe I would, but I think that falling in love with people who are already married doesn't make any sense. It may look good on television or may good look on movies, but what it does in life is it makes me a little lonely and it makes you wonder who your daddy is. So what you and I are going to decide to do is we are going to figure what you want from a daddy. And what we're going to do is we're going to build some relationships for you that allow you to have what other kids have. But as you know, in your class, Jeremy doesn't live with his mommy and dad, Jeremy doesn't live with his daddy, and Susie doesn't live with her daddy. And so it's not just you, it's lots of kids. And the only difference here is that your daddy really never knew you. And you can decide when you're a grown-up if you want to get to know him. But for right now, we get to figure out people who will do daddy things for you. For example, if you want someone to take you to a baseball game, that Uncle Jeremy will take you. He will be your baseball daddy.
Okay.
And when you want to go to a movie, then Sarah will be your movie daddy or mommy. And she's going to say, oh, that's silly. Sarah's a girl. And you can say, okay, well, and I will do, and so we're going to drop all the things that you would like to do with a daddy, and we're going to make sure you get to do those things.
Okay.
Because she doesn't really care. This is all she's known. Kids
okay.
only know what they... I will tell you the story. That kids only know what they know, and they only know what they know from other kids and
right.
themselves. But, I mean, at one point I said to my mother, or my daughter, no, it's not a Freudian slip. Oh, well, I suppose it is. So treat me, Mom, where were you? I couldn't get a hold of you. Where were you? Honey, that's my job to ask you that. Now, but at some point, she wanted to go visit a friend of mine, and I said, well, Vicky, we have to call to make sure she's home. And she said, oh, yeah, she's probably at work. And I said, no, she's not at work. And she said, why? Is she sick? And I said, no, she doesn't work. And she said, why not? Because as far as my daughter knew, mothers worked.
Right.
Because her mother worked. So
right.
the idea that a mother didn't work meant that the mother must be sick. And so kids only know what they know. This is what your daughter knows. And if at six she's beginning to understand that other kids have daddies who live with them, although I would certainly point out that lots of kids have daddies who don't live with them.
Right.
So what is it you would like a daddy to do, and we'll make sure that you get to do those things.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one more question for you.
Okay.
Though, I've written everything down, and I'm going to definitely.
We can also download it off your iPod if you want. You
okay.
So, yeah, or listen to it on computer. So.
Okay.
You don't even have to.
I listen
notes.
To you every day.
Cool.
And I recommend you to all my friends.
We love that part.
My question is that should I ever make an attempt for her to have a visit with him under the conditions the way things are now? I don't mean like her alone. I just
probably. I think that what we don't know always looms larger than what we know. I mean, I think that that's something you're going to have to negotiate with him
okay.
rather than with her.
Okay.
And presumably he has at least some curiosity about her.
Oh yeah.
So,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Would I keep the two of them apart? No.
Okay.
Would I actively solicit him in her life? Yeah, if you think he's reliable and responsible enough, and even if he's not, it's probably better to have an irresponsible father than no father at all, or
okay.
at least to wonder about it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But be careful about your motives. Make sure that you're not sort
no.
of saying, gee, this is what you could have had if you adopted for me, or, because this was really a miscalculation on your part.
Oh, I know.
And
I knew you and I were going to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Too. I know
yeah.
that.
But I think in terms of her...
I honestly, truthfully, have dug really deep, and I am definitely not doing it for that. For
okay.
It has nothing for me. I'm not interested. I wouldn't be interested even if it weren't the situation.
Okay. Well, then I think saying to him, look, as she gets older, let's see what kind of relationship you would like to have with her. Now, what he tells other people is not your business. At
right.
some point, it may be his business and it may be her business, but it's really that's his issue. And, I mean, by definition, it's obviously much more troublesome for him than it is for you, and that you have the outward manifestation. He is going to have to talk with a wife and children about the fact that he had an affair. Now, the fact that he's European may make it slightly less complicated.
He's not European.
He's not. Well, that's going to make it worse. Because European men...
Why?
Because I remember one European man who was pitching me to sort of be in his life, and I said, you're married.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, what do all European men have a wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend? I said, I'm not European.
Right.
I'm an American. I don't do this stuff.
Right.
So, but I mean, look, that how they work it out is really between the two of them. Would I keep them apart? No. Would I facilitate them being together? Sure. Would I make her long for him? No. But I think that, so you can kind of, on the one hand, fill in the blanks for her of what would a daddy do? What would you like a daddy to do? And find people, including yourself, to do those things for her, but also facilitate a relationship with them, because I think knowing who your dad is,
yeah,
difference.
Yeah, I mean, she emails him when he calls. I'm more than happy to have them speak. I'm not. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Well, then I think you've answered the questions.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have a question? Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3759, 855-99-3759. All right, so we're talking about things that should be banned, at least somewhat tongue-in-cheek. Okay, because I overate at a buffet, so I've decided that I shouldn't be disciplined.
Easy to do. Yeah,
I shouldn't be disciplined. That the society should deal with my gluttony by banning. You know, why should I take personal responsibility? So that that basically, you know, society should take responsibility for my lack of discipline and ban things that I don't like. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think that's good.
Darn it!
All right, there we go. So,
well, so I had mentioned too, you know, that you were talking about
we were talking about football.
I played football, and I honestly do not want my boys to play football because it scares the crap out of me thinking about them, you know, dealing with the injuries and that sort of thing that I dealt with, you know, and potentially worse, you know, scares me to death.
All right. So were you injured at all?
Let's see. I had a broken rib one time, broke my nose twice, broken fingers.
Well, I mean, I did that too, but I'm sort of a klutz. I actually broke my toe at a dismounted of a headstand from yoga.
Very
few people can actually say that they've actually hurt themselves in yoga, but I'm one of those people who, you know, can and
did. Quite a few people,
It actually turns out that I was talking to somebody about it, and even though people were saying, you know, that yoga is such an easy way of dealing with things, but it turns out that in an emergency room that they were saying that something like some high percentage of injuries were yoga injuries.
That's what I've heard, too. I've heard it's a lot higher than you would expect. That's for sure, yeah. Yeah, it's a strenuous exercise, so I can see that, I guess.
Well, and it's, you know, for me, I as I said, I'm somewhat of a klutz. Okay, more than somewhat. The other problem with me is that you know, that I'm always sort of trying things that that maybe don't make a whole lot of sense. You know, let's try this. And I sort of did the broken toe, which I've broken fingers and toes. I mean, I just, as I said, I'm somewhat of a klutz. What I'm sort of, the major injury I did, which was my shoulder, of doing bridge, and I'm just not built that way. I'm strong, but I'm not very flexible. And I'm not sure anybody should be doing bridges, but certainly not me. So it's kind of my own fault, and I'm willing to, you know, let's try it, let's see what happens.
Sure.
So it's hard to blame anybody for that.
Yeah. I can't say that I didn't have any concussions that I'm aware of and or anything like that.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, right. I did have what we called stingers quite a few times.
What's a stinger?
It's basically like a nerve kind of thing. Get hit a certain way and you feel a nerve
jolt
on your neck and that's
your elbow. What is it? Hit your crazy bone.
Which
is a compression of a nerve.
We always call that a stinger in football.
Well, it sounds much more, you know, much more manly than I hit my crazy bone.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a manly man. Yeah. I have no crazy bones. I have stingers. Fair enough. So no football for your kids. Would you let them play soccer?
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole different thing, you know? I mean,
And people get hurt, but I mean, and look, I'm perfectly willing to, like, I've split my hand playing volleyball and stuff like that, but I think there are injuries, somehow injuries to fingers or toes seem somewhat a different category to me than brain injury. What can I tell you?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when you're running a risk, that, I mean, having studied brains in medical school, you know, when somebody hits your chin, there's no place really for your brain to go. And so it's going to hit the back of your skull.
Right.
And when it hits, it's going to kill brain cells. And either it hits just because of the compression or it hits because you've that arteries and veins get smacked, and so you can bleed into. I mean, it's a very closed, protected system.
Yep. Yep.
It's kind of like, you know, an egg in this kind of little puddle of cerebrospinal fluid that's really meant to be a shock absorber. But I don't think they really meant that 300-pound people
yeah.
should smack into your chin
yeah.
or
yep.
grab your helmet.
Well, I've heard studies done before that these NFL running backs are. They basically have the equivalent of having been in a very serious car accident on a
yeah.
weekly basis, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy to think of that, you know?
Well, I mean, because, I mean, your seatbelt restrain you, and there's nothing to sort of restrain. I mean,
yeah.
300 pounds of person moving toward you. And they're saying that football has gotten more dangerous because the guys have gotten bigger and stronger. A combination
Fantastic.
Of steroids and growth hormone and all sorts of things, yeah. And
yeah.
and the and a lot of people are playing on an artificial turf, which people feel doesn't absorb the percussion as much. And, I mean, they're all, I don't know, it's a scare. I mean, I grew up in areas where football was king, but I still think, you know, it's kind of like, I think, a lot of things. I never really liked zoos, to be quite honest. I always felt like the cages were too small. But at one point in my life, I really liked aquaria,
mm-hmm.
because of the water and whatever, until you figure that a lion in a cage is a problem for me. I mean, those are big animals that are really
yeah,
meant
sure.
to run.
Uh-huh.
And so putting them in a cage so I can see them doesn't seem very fair. But the size of a lion in a cage as opposed to a whale
yeah.
or a dolphin
in an aquarium, yeah.
in a swimming pool. I mean,
I know,
you know, so
that.
I don't like those either anymore. I understand that we like to see things. But you've got such good... Yeah, so go take a boat, you know, go on a whale watch. I'm just not crazy about the idea of taking wild things
yeah.
and penning them somewhere.
Sure.
So, and I know people say, well, that's how we learn about them and whatever, but we can learn from sick animals. You know, we can take a beached whale and maybe study that or something. That whole thing of zoos, and I know people are going to be mad at me about that.
I was going to say, I had heard, and I don't know anything about this, but I had heard that a lot of the animals that you do find in the zoo are rescue animals and that sort of thing, that they've kind of nursed back to health that wouldn't necessarily...
I'm not sure how much that's true.
Okay.
I think a lot of them are raised in captivity, which is a different issue.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm still, and part of it, I suppose, as I get older, is sort of, it's not only an expanding awareness, but being a little claustrophobic myself... I guess
yeah.
the idea of putting something in a cage or putting something in someplace
sure.
smaller, or even just taking somebody involuntarily out of their habitat.
Yeah.
That maybe live things should be able to kind of make more choices. You know, I'm not crazy about making choices for other living beings that maybe prohibit their ability to do what they used to do. And people, nature red in tooth and claw, but... it's always when there have been situations where, like, a kid has fallen into a pit or something, and they'll kill the animal who hurts the kid, which has always seemed to me kind of unfair.
Yeah. I agree.
So I don't know. I guess we're I'm lengthening my list. So we have to get rid of buffets, aquaria, and zoos. Man, I'm on a rampage today, am I not? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Debbie, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Here's my question. It's a general question about, I was looking to you for some advice on how I can communicate better with my 13-year-old so that I don't sound like to her that I'm nagging and judging her whenever I give her feedback or opinions, and I don't get from her in return either silence, rolling eyes, sarcasm, or even tears.
Well, it sounds to me that by definition, what you're doing is, it does sound like it's nagging. Mm-hmm. So give me an example of something that she thinks is nagging that you don't.
Perfect example. Her progress report at school took a little bit of a downturn where she used to do pretty well. It's now down to B's and B minuses. and I could, and we talked about it, and there's a direct relation to how much studying she's putting in now that she's getting older, that she needs to do more studying in order to bring the grades up. So when I give her that kind of advice that I think of as advice...
Well, it's not advice at all. Right. It's a commandment. You're not saying, gee, what do you think might bring your grades up?
Yeah.
You're saying this is what you have to do. So she's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, so, Debbie, let's back up. If the deal is grades, I mean, and I'm kind of ambivalent about grades. I think as long as a parent doesn't get in the way of a kid studying, that it's really between the school and the kid.
Okay.
And that means, no, as far as I'm concerned, no TV during the week ever
right.
under any circumstances. Because, again, if you say to a kid, you can watch TV as soon as your homework's done, then homework gets short shrift. So there's
right,
just no
right.
reason for it, including computers and,
right.
and email and IMing and cell phones and yada, yada. So instead of saying, I mean, it sounds like your daughter's is a motivated kid, yeah? She's a good student?
More or less, yeah.
Then instead of saying, this is what you have to do,
right.
what you might say, especially to a 13-year-old, is, hey, listen, how do you feel about these grades? And she's going to say, I don't know.
Right.
Because then she's 13. And what you're going right. to say is, if you want to do better, I'm perfectly willing to bribe you. So let's talk about what you'd like to do and how I can help you in terms of bribing. Or is there something I can do to help you? Because that's then shifting the responsibility from your shoulders to hers.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you're saying, well, you know, you're going to have to put in more time. That's is nagging. It is judgmental. It doesn't give her any options at all.
Okay. All right. And I've heard you say that advice before, and I've even given that advice to other people related to school. Is there any quick answer you can give to general advice on communication so that
When in doubt, ask the question rather than say, what do you think, as opposed to this is what you should have to do.
So
don't offer advice unless someone specifically says, what do you think I should do?
And in terms of friendships and clothes and things like that, where do I give input? Where do I back out?
I think when she asks that it's okay, you can always say, are you interested in my opinion? But she says,
right.
no, you have to back off.
Right.
Basically, at the basic rule of thumb, Debbie, and I think it's the best single indicator I can give you or anybody else, is if I'm about to hear what I'm about to say, is there any way that I could make it more acceptable? And number two, would I find it comforting or insulting? And
so
I mean, the answer is, I mean, it's like...
So it's put like, myself in her place.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. It's like if she said to you, Mom, you're really getting fat.
Right.
Or, you know, I'm tired of hearing about you. You know, you always trying to lose weight because then you eat hot fudge sundaes.
Right.
That's nagging. On the other hand, if she said to you, gee, Mom, I just read this thing about nutrition. Do you want, you know, do you have any interest in knowing what they said? That's
right,
very different.
Right. Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good. Simple advice. Thanks.
Yeah. Straightforward.
Okay.
Simple and easy are not the same. Simple is simple. Easy is not necessarily. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Glad to speak to you. I'm calling today this situation. I would like your insight into I've been dating on some dating site for like 3 months with a gentleman. And we've been, you know, been intimate after the third date.
Okay.
And I just not sure what he's looking for or not looking for. When we first started out, I asked him, you know, what he was looking for, and he didn't know. And so we just have been going out, eating lunch and dinner and music and sex every Saturday and Wednesday, and he says that's how he likes it. And he doesn't really want to get to be any more closer. And I guess I just think that he's doesn't need to be validated or defined by me or anybody else. And I don't know what
he said that to you.
Happened.
He said he doesn't need to be defined by you or anybody else.
Yeah, defined or validated, I guess. He's just very independent.
Well, did he actually say that to you, though?
No, I feel it
right,
that
okay.
He's,
well,
he has, you know, he has his own. We own, both have our own interests.
All right,
and,
Francis, let me back you up a little bit, sugar.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 66.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's 69.
Okay. What do you want from this relationship?
I guess I want it to be a little bit more personal.
Okay, how would that behave?
Well. We, you know, have a good time. I want it to feel like I'm not just a quick get-together, you know, twice a week.
Okay, then stop having sex
with him. I have asked him, you know, we've had some pillow talk, and you know, I told him that how I was feeling, and he said that it would be fine, you know, if I could call him during the week for different things.
Okay.
If I wanted to.
Do you?
I don't. I have a lot of boundaries that I don't think if he's not willing, I don't want to push that.
Well, but honey, wait. You're telling me that he's doing what he wants to do in this relationship. You go out, you listen to music, you have sex on Saturdays and Wednesdays, and that's making him perfectly happy. You're saying, well, I'd like it to be a little more intimate. And he's saying, okay, so call. And then you're saying, I'm not going to call? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why wouldn't you call him?
I guess I don't feel like I should intrude.
But honey, you're an adult woman. The way we negotiate relationships is you tell me what you want, I tell you what I want, and we don't even necessarily have to talk about it. It doesn't have to be an argument, doesn't have to be a discussion. But if you want for to call him, pick up the phone and call him. And because, look, what we know is that phone calls are not as important to him as they are to you. Expecting him to call because...
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm just saying, why don't you call him? Why don't you pick up the phone and call him?
I don't feel comfortable. I don't know. It's just I feel, I guess, insecure. And he has also said that we should still keep looking on the dating sites and see if we find anybody else.
Okay. Francis, let me say a couple.
We should tell each other that.
Francis, let me say a couple things to you.
Yeah.
You going at the beginning of a relationship is when we have the most clout. If you want to see him 3 times a week, invite him out the 3rd time. If you want to talk with him on the phone, pick up the phone and call him. Now, if he never calls you and you always call him, then you might say to him, look, I would really like a phone call from you occasionally. And he may then say, you know, phoning isn't really my choice, but you know, I have no problem calling me. You don't become Scarlett O'Hara, sugar. Don't expect that, you know, that he's going to have to court me in a way that makes sense to me. Especially, I mean, you're a grown up person. Call him. To be quite honest, I think a guy who says to you, well, let's both stay on our website, look for other people, I think is probably not a keeper. But the point is, do what you want to do in this relationship, and if it works for him, then you go forward. If it doesn't work for him, he's gone, but who cares? He wasn't the person you wanted anyway. The problem is that you're expecting him to read your mind.
Okay.
And that's a disaster. So if having sex twice a week with him doesn't work for you, stop having sex with him and explain what it takes for you to feel comfortable having sex. If you want to talk with him on the phone, pick up the phone and call him.
Okay.
All right, give it a try. You have nothing to lose because this guy is certainly, I mean, any guy who says, well, you know, I think we should both keep looking and if we find someone we like better, who wants to be a placeholder? And I think it's perfectly okay for both of you to date other people if you want, but I don't think you have to be rude about it. I don't think you have to be dishonest about it. Honey, the issue is not what he wants. The issue is what do you want? And you got to, if you can't set it up that way at the beginning, it will never be set up that way. And you have nothing to lose. You've got a lot, because you're going to care a lot less about him today than you will tomorrow. So take a risk while there's still something to gain and not much to lose. Call him up. And if he says, look, I don't like talking on the phone, then you can decide, well, this is something that's really important to me. I don't feel comfortable being in a relationship with somebody who doesn't like to talk on the phone. If you don't want to have sex with him twice a week, figure out if you do, how often you want to have sex and under what circumstances. Don't be afraid at the beginning of a relationship, because you're going to care a lot less at the beginning than you are later on. And you never want to pretend to be something you're not. Because if you pretend to be something you're not, and he falls in love with that, then either you have to continue to pretend, which is awful, or the relationship will break up farther down the road. If it's going to break up, you want it to break up early, not late. Okay?
Hello.
So take some risks here, Sugar Plum.
Okay.
You got nothing to lose. Think of yourself as you are a woman, here you roar. Give him a phone call.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Think what you want. All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Francis. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's the whole point. Really am here to help. And we got sort of a shy person who sent us a Facebook question.
Yeah, Ryan says he's 31 and never had a girlfriend and just was wondering if we had any advice for him.
Well, it would be, that's one of those things that sort of cries out for giving me a little more information than that.
yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, look, the best way, let's separate it into to different categories. Because if you were on the phone, the first thing I'd want to know is, do you have any male friends? Because to a certain extent, if you use the word girlfriend in both senses of the word, as a friend who's a female, but also somebody who's kind of has some romantic potential, especially if you're new at this, the best way to start is with a female who's a friend, because it will get you over your fears about the fact of, what do I say, or what do I do, or what if I, don't look right, or, what if I am not charming enough. And what you can do is just, because I think with our friends, we're much more who we really want to be, and as opposed to who we wish we were. And so, and the best place to start with that is with male friends, that if you have men, and certainly it doesn't mean when you go out with a woman that you view as a friend that you punch her on the arm and call her, an SOB or something, which I know guys do somewhat. I know you guys do that.
Yeah.
So there are slightly different rules, but the basic deal that you sort of talk with your friends about things that are mutually important, that you're supportive, that you pick friends with whom you have things in common, it's not a bad place to start with just getting to being around females. And it may be that you have some female friends that you don't view as romantic possibilities, but you at least understand how to be around a woman, that there's not all that much difference between how to behave around a man and how to behave around a woman if what you're looking for is friendship. And then if we're moving it into the romantic category, to make sure that you're not waiting for someone to approach you, and that's true of either men or women, that you're outgoing, that you're friendly, that you become, to a certain extent, the kind of person you'd like to be around. In other words, if you go to a party and you see somebody who's sitting over in a corner by themselves and look miserable, and look like, if you ever got within their frame of reference, that they would glom onto you like a little barnacle and never let you go, you don't want to be that person, because you certainly don't want to be around that person. Conversely, you don't necessarily want to pick as either your friend or your love object somebody who is the belle of the ball, or the person who's got, 1,500 people around them. And it's not because it's not a bad place to learn how to behave, but it's just the competition's going to be pretty tough in that end of the pool. So what you want is somebody halfway in between, that looks pleasant, that looks like they have something interesting to say, that seems cheerful. And you don't necessarily want to pick the campus beauty queen or the football captain, because again, they're going to have a much broader choice than perhaps what's going to make you comfortable. So pick somebody that's somewhere halfway in between and become that person as well. So when you walk into a party, I actually did this with some people once, because it was somebody who was about your age who felt that he just didn't know how to approach women. So I said, well, all right, assume that we're in a bar, because that's unfortunately still somewhat the model, even though it turns out that slightly over half of marriages are all from online dating.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's the pretty good numbers, really.
And my guess is that it's probably higher than that. That's what people will admit to, which is not necessarily. It may be a conservative number. So, I said, all right, approach me like you. Let's make it a bookstore. Barnes & Noble. And you're going to come in. And so the first thing he did is he's studying his toes. And his shoulders are all hunched. And it looks like he's preparing for a punch. I said, well, that's not going to work. So, throw your shoulders back. Sort of make eye contact, walk into the room like you're walking onto a yacht, and because you're going to send out a completely different vibe. And part of it is just energy. Part of it is, I promise not to suck all your blood dry if you come near me, but I have some energy, I have something to say, I have something to talk about. And you can be that person as well. I think it's a great opportunity, and you can hear that my sort of strategy is to approach women as friends before you approach them as love objects. So doing volunteer activity, because by definition you're being useful to somebody. Taking a dull education course and asking to borrow somebody's notes, because for a lot of us, high school and college were the place that we kind of learned to date. We learned to how to deal with the opposite sex, and so it seems familiar and not as scary. A lot of churches have groups for singles after services, because it's a way of getting kids into the churches. But the trick is, once you're in that situation, you have to be a little outgoing, and you don't have to, it's the Anne and the King of Siam theory of life, is you don't have to feel it to do it. You can, you really can fake it till you can make it. And just appearing to be interesting, having some things to talk about. Movies are an obvious thing. the weather if you have to, although you're not going to be able to spend a whole lot of time on the weather. Commenting on how somebody looks, and again, for men, what you have to do is stay above the chin, basically uniformly. With women, we can stay above the chin and below the knees. We're allowed to comment on men's shoes. Men, do not comment on women's shoes. It'll get you in more trouble than it's worth. But saying, gee, you've got a great smile, or that's a great hairdo, it's a beautiful scarf, or I love your earrings, all of which is okay. Commenting on anything below the chin is probably going to cause you more trouble than it's going to help you, just because they think that you're just checking out the equipment and you're just sort of trying to cover up your leering or your ogling with some kind of veneer of respectability. So you're better to stay above the chin. Women, again, we have a little bit more latitude. But just being friendly, just being outgoing. And I actually have done programs before on pickup lines. And I'll tell you, the most effective, the two most effective ones I ever heard, the single most effective one that was used on me was I always tell beautiful women how smart they are, and smart women how beautiful they are. And you are just so smart. And I thought, oh, wow. He got double credit for that. Yeah. I mean, that was very good. Wow. He actually turned out to be a little too slick for me. Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe a little too good.
But it wasn't bad. I think the second most effective pickup line was not, if I tell you have a beautiful body, will you hold it against me? I mean, that you have to really like country songs to really like that one. But the idea being that just saying, look, ordinarily I never do this, but you just seem so attractive. I just couldn't have, I would have just kicked myself if I hadn't come over and just say that you have a beautiful smile, or that's a great color on you, whatever it is. And being a little bit frustrated, being a little nervous is perfectly okay with most women. That we are probably much more susceptible to being a little nervous than being too slick. So, again, I don't know what the issue is specifically, but getting yourself out there, practicing on friends before you sort of try. Because dating is really kind of the Wimbledon of human relationships. It's the high wire act. It's the one that requires the most courage and has the most propensity to crash and burn. Give me a call if you'd like, and I'll see if I can help you specifically, which is a lot easier to do than generally. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.